Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight we're going to open up your business and expand your business wisdom with Jeannie Ferrara, who is a public relations guru. But what she really does is she's got a talent to talk to people and listen, and she's also very beautiful. And I want to bring her on without any further ado. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to speak with your listeners. And good evening.
And anyway, Jeannie, and her website is thywordpublicrelations.com. And you go there and you can do this. But you also have a book that's always intriguing to me, The Fatherless America. Tell people how that come about and how that really expands people to understand new things about themselves.
Sure, I'd love to, Rob. The Fatherless American was actually developed out of a series of papers that I wrote while I was studying with University of Phoenix. And it seemed as if I kept running across this reoccurring theme in a lot of my classes. I had, you know, several sociology courses and ethics courses, and I had a few about disadvantaged or disenfranchised people, and I had the opportunity to do a lot of research. And through writing these papers, I found that it ended up being more of a platform as a single parent to really find out what was happening to our country with all of the fatherless children that are being raised in our society. It really has never happened at this level in any country before. I mean, even considering if we go back to major world wars and things like that where fathers were not in the home, it really is unprecedented that at this time in American society, there are so many children that are growing up without a father figure in the home. So the series of papers were put together, and a good friend of mine encouraged me to go ahead and try to get a book published. And in doing so, I was hoping that perhaps maybe I could share some of my insight, some of my research, and also perhaps maybe encourage other people that were facing similar, you know, circumstances. And in the book, I touch on a myriad of different topics and what fatherlessness is doing to our economy, what it's doing to our politics, and what it's doing to our religion. It really is, there are several factors that have changed the way that the upcoming generations look at things and the generation that's now coming into leadership in politics, and so many of them being raised without a father figure in their home as well.
And somewhere along the line, I relate to this, I was lucky. I had a mother and a father that stayed together for all their lives. But here's something. If you look at it, we really don't have the integrity and the honor that this country used to have when there was a two-parent people stayed together through thick and thin. How do you see that that's playing out from politics to everyday life to the homeless people and everything, Jeannie?
Well, in the book, it's laid out systematically by chapter as far as what my views were and what my research covered as far as each topic. In politics, the generation coming up, there's so many families without a father figure present in the home that now the generation that was voting for our leaders has a completely different view on leadership, because they didn't have that father figure in the home. And now we're seeing that the next generation of politicians is coming up in the world without that same thinking, and they didn't have that influence of the father figure in the home. Not to say that everything is tragic without it. I mean, there are, you know, multitudes of success stories but that it takes a little work. It takes a lot of work for a family to realize that they need to seek out father figures to try to teach integrity. And unfortunately, that doesn't happen in every family. And now that families are so far apart, it's very difficult for, you know, single parents, single mothers to find father figures to be around their children to, you know, influence their young boys and young men. So it actually, in politics, everything has changed. Leadership and integrity are not the same thing to the generation now that it was to the generation before us.
And that's true. And the book is The Fatherless American by Jeannie Ferrara. And Jeannie, they can get the book at Amazon.com and where else? And off her website at thywordpublicrelations.com.
Yes, Rob, you can get it from, there's a link on my website that will direct you to a couple of different options. You can purchase it directly from the publisher at publishamerica.com, and they do have a paperback available there. You can also go to amazon.com, and I do believe they still have copies. They run out from time to time, but they do replenish the stock. You can also get the book at amazon.com on a Kindle version. And I found that a lot of people have written me, and they really appreciate that format.
And Kindle's really getting big. But now we're going to talk about your other book, Publicity and Marketing for the Mere Mortal.
Yeah,
how is life, no matter what you do, if you work for somebody or whatever, you're still marketing yourself, aren't you?
Exactly. And that book came about because by trade, I'm a writer. And I do public relations by virtue of the relationships that I have established in my community between community leaders, business owners, and the media. And I've been very, very fortunate, and I do know a lot of people in the print publication industry, so I'm able to help my clients get the word out about their goods and products and services and share their message with the community, which has always been great. But I do work with a lot of faith-based organizations and churches and civic groups that don't have the real big advertising budgets that some of the other businesses do. And I had always had people come up and ask, well, can you help me? How can I get my event in the newspaper? How can I get a TV reporter to come to my event? Or I have some really great news to share with the community, but I don't know how to get the word out. And with these smaller groups that really didn't have the budget to hire someone, I felt like I needed to really do something. I needed to do something to help them. And so what I ended up doing was putting together a few tricks that I have learned along the way, and some advice on how to approach sharing your message with the community and trying to reach the people that you want to support your event or people that you need to volunteer for your organization and things like that. So Publicity and Marketing for Mere Mortals is set up, basically is a rough guidebook on how you can go about publicizing your own business or your own event and with very limited, if any, funds at all. And so that's how that one came about.
You know, you just said something, limited funds. Something that I've really opened up to is when you're going to start a business, do it with no money. Get everything down and move forward in a forward motion before you put any money into it. Because something I learned, and I learned this the hard way, if you have money, you're not as frugal as if you do it and let the business start out paying for itself right away. How do you feel about that, Jeannie?
Well, I mean, I do agree with that to a certain extent. I mean, I do have to look at it in a business standpoint as far as, you know, including the marketing aspect of it. You know, everyone has – most businesses begin with a great idea, and – some businesses will continue on with a wonderful business plan, and some businesses will go even farther than that and get to a point where they can actually make a little bit of money. But what I have found in my experience that whether it's a business for profit or if it's a nonprofit entity, and in either case, they really need to kind of look at it as marketing the same way. And normally what I recommend to my clients is that if you think you're going to be generating any revenue at all, set aside in your mind 10% of that revenue to use to get the word out about your business. And it's a pretty good rule of thumb that works with no matter how big your budget is. If it's a multi-million dollar corporation or if it's, you know, just a part-time, you know, venture that you're getting into. But if you set aside just a little bit, that 10%, you can effectively get your message out into the community and make sure everyone knows the good things that you're doing.
And they're 10%. Now, I'm on your products page. I'm on Jeannie's website, thywordpublicrelations.com, and I'm on her products page. And you can find out all the things that Jeannie does, from the Visionary School of Arts and all that, and you got where to get a hold of her at Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, WordPress, Google+, MySpace, YouTube, Tumblr, and Electric, and the Electric Author Showcase website. And also, but Jeannie, I'm looking at the other things, the press release creation. What makes your press releases actually open people's eyes and go to whoever you're representing?
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, the press release is basically sharing news. And I have to realize that for a press release, it needs to be interesting, first of all. It needs to be newsworthy. So generally, it needs to be something, from my standpoint, as for what I do, I tend to work more with clients where I can share good news, something that they're doing in the community to benefit the community. It could be, you know, whether they're involved with a local nonprofit or perhaps maybe, you know, one of their volunteers or employees had just received an award or something like that. But to begin with, the press release itself must be newsworthy, and it also must be relevant to the community. It must also be timely, which means it can't be news about something that happened 6 months ago. The second part of it is in writing a press release, is there is a specific format that you need to use. And it's an Associated Press format. And I have a very rough sample on my website. But in the book, you can find some more detailed samples that I've used in the past. And they basically include the who, what, why, how, and where, and when. And that's really what newspaper and magazine publishers are looking for. They also want to make sure that in any press release in my area, they're looking for a good photo to help tell the story. So those also must be included in the press releases. Once you have those two ingredients, you can proceed with the third ingredient of it, and that's actually establishing relationships with the local publishers and editors. So they're looking for information to be coming from my email address. They can consider a trusted source for news. And that really comes from experience. They want to make sure that you're not exaggerating or blowing the facts out of proportion. They want to make sure that they can publish what you have sent them. And then the fourth part of the equation is if this story and this photo catches the attention of one of their staff reporters. That's where I know if I have done my job effectively, is if a reporter will call my client to follow up to do a more in-depth story about what I sent them. So there's a couple of ways that the press release is one of the most effective ways to get the word out about your business, a product, a service, or an award or something like that.
And also, The call-in number for any questions for Jeannie is 718-305-6548. And also, Jeannie, in there's something that really caught my eye. Website copy creation. How important is it to have the right verbiage to catch people's eye on your website?
I'll answer that one as honestly as I can, because I look at it as a writer, and I know I have a lot of professionals out there that are into search engine optimization, which is a little bit different than what I do. I prefer to look at the website as a person's storefront. No matter what your business is, you could have a brick and mortar mom and pop grocery store, but you also have a website, and the website should be consistent with what your actual business is. So my job in website content creation is to create a message that's short, that will keep the reader's attention, but will get right to the point of what that business or service is all about. And again, I tend to write more on the positive aspects and try to find the more interesting and relevant parts to that company that I can share with the public that they may not know. And the website is a really good place to do that.
But you said something that a lot of people, I feel, have a real trepidation with nowadays, and that's a positive aspect of it. Do you feel that people aren't used to reading something that's real positive and really moves them forward?
Well, I think in my experience here in my community, I have to say that that's probably been the secret to my success as a writer and as a public relations professional, is that I made the decision early on not to deal in crisis communications, and that's where if something really bad happens in the company and you hire a public relations person to handle it for you, I chose not to do that. I chose to go more that I deal with clients that have positive messages and to share with the community, generally something that betters the community. For instance, I have a commercial client that has donated some money to a local children's charity. That would be more of a story that I would write about and share the message about. And for a lot of different reasons, but it ends up being a very positive thing for the company and reputation management, but it also informs the public and inspires the public to do something, that they can do something to help the local community and help those less fortunate in the community. So I find that it's much more rewarding for me as a person to approach public relations like that. I also find it's much more rewarding for my clients to go about it that way instead of more of an advertising fashion.
You know, that was a fantastic explanation there to open people's eyes, because I really expanded into something, Jeannie. I took all the not words out of my life. I don't use can't, won't, anytime. It's
right.
How am I disavowing the wow in the situation. I use disavow instead of not. And, you know, that opened me up to more of what you just said than anything. And also, I'm down here in with some of the site owners, but you've got one in here that really caught my eye, actually, two of them, the Treasure Coast Leukemia. How do you tell people about how you're involved with that and how that really expands the community?
What that is a local chapter of volunteers that have gotten together here in our community. They kind of form their own. They're sanctioned by the Palm Beach chapter of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but they're not like a formal organization. It's just a group of grassroots volunteers. And they get together, I would say 3 or 4 times a year, and hold fundraising events to raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Research and Treatment for people here in our community. So all the money that they raise here, whether it be a golf tournament or a wine tasting event or a dining event of some kind, all the money that they raise stays here locally. And what's been really cool is over the years, I've been involved with them for about 5 years now, and over the years, I've had the opportunity to talk to patients that have had leukemia, that have battled it, and that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society actually helped them get through it. So the really awesome part about what I do is I get to meet the most fantastic group of volunteers and get to really know them. And then I get to really know the people that they help and hear these stories. It's just simply amazing. It really is. That's one of the reasons why I really, really love what I do.
And I'm going to say this. You're really, really good at what you do also.
Thank you.
But if you've been listening to Jeannie's voice and you've been listening with an expanding prowess, you've been hearing Jeannie talk from her heart. This isn't just something she does for money. You're hearing this from her heart, and you can see and you can hear the profoundness in how sure of herself she is. And that's really commendable to you. But now I want to go back up to your products here. There's business communication services such as flyers, brochures, email copy, newsletter copy, trade magazine copy, and so on. How important, or how does it expand a business to get a third party to write this so it is more of an optimistic view of the company, do you feel, Jeannie?
Well, I think, first of all, I said the biggest benefit to having a third party do it, to someone that's not employed by your company, is to have a fresh eye, if you're ready for the honest answers. And I would say probably about 80% of the time, I can find something really fantastic about that company. And in doing so, when you approach any of the communication, whether it's website copy or internal newsletters to your staff, the biggest thing that any company should really look at is consistency in their message. And that's letting the staff and the public know what your mission and vision statement are, and then any products or services, your description of them, and how you're going to go about serving the community with them, remains very consistent. And then that way, your communication is very clear. And I think that's probably one of the biggest benefits, because then everyone knows exactly where you stand and exactly what you offer. And like I said, I've been very fortunate, the small business owners that I deal with, if I take the time to get to know the owners and managers, I think I can just about always find that they are an expert in something or at some aspect of their business. And that way I can share that message with their staff, and increases their productivity, and increases their customer service as well.
I want to say something. You said you've always been fortunate. Do you think some of that fortune is because of your talent and your skill to see something other people can't?
I think so, because it does take practice. You know, I would say that, yes. I would totally agree, because it's easy to get caught up in the busyness of your own life and not notice a lot of things. And I think if you slow down a little bit and take the time to really talk and really listen to people, I think you can find some good things.
And I'm going to say this. Jeannie is successful because of Jeannie's talent to listen. She just said it. If you listen your way to wealth, you talk your way to the outhouse. It's that simple. I mean, it's taken me a long time to understand this, but the more I listen, the more I expand. The more I expand, the more I energize my wisdom.
Yes, I would have to agree with that statement.
Now there's something I really want you, we're down to about 5 minutes, but I just really want you to talk about your retainer services, such as your image and reputation management. How is a third party more able to take expand the reputation of a company rather than somebody that's involved in the company, or business, or even personal life?
Sure. And basically, it kind of runs along the same principle as the communication, is that a third party can take a look at the business owner or the business itself and honestly analyze it. And yet, bear in mind that the owner or manager needs to be receptive of complete and total honesty in the matter. So it does take a little getting ready for that news. But once you get to a point where you're comfortable enough that you can accept outside observations and criticisms, you can take the next step and explain, what I would do is explain to the owner or manager that there are certain things that they can do to share their wisdom and their expertise. And I think that's really where the reputation management for me comes from. I'm not really looking to work with companies that are in a lot of trouble that need to clear up their reputation. That's not really what I mean by reputation management. What I mean by reputation management is I want the community to know what your company is doing to serve the community. I want people to know that you're an expert in your field, that you're excellent at customer service, and that you're really involved in making this a better place for all of us to live. And that's really where the reputation management comes from. And if you take those principles in mind, you can apply it to a multi-billion-dollar corporation, a mom-and-pop grocery store. You can also apply it to the artist, musician, or book author that you run into and that I meet all the time. But basically, it's to share those things that make this a better place because you're here. And that's really what I do with reputation management.
We're getting down here to the last 3-4 minutes, but you said something in there. The ones that aren't willing to hear the truth and be open to what outside reputation management people tell them, how much longer are they in business?
Well, fortunately, it doesn't happen too often, but I know they're not in business with me very long. And I also find that down the road, they're generally not in business in that community very long. And, the thing is that, as technology expands and social media expands and communications expand all over the globe, our world is becoming very, very small. And it's never more true that everyone knows your business. And so the thing is that you really have to make a conscious effort as a business owner to pay attention to what the community thinks about you.
And that's absolutely the truth. Now, if you want to expand your business and energize your bottom line, go to Thy Word Publications, publicrelations.com, and talk to Jeannie. She'll expand your business in a very moral and ethical way. And that's really true. That is really something to expound about, because that doesn't happen very often anymore. And I want to really commend you for that, Jeannie. And everybody that wants to do business to expand it, give Jeannie a call or go to Facebook, but go to Thy Words publicrelations.com and go to the contact page and get a hold of Jeannie to expand your business. And anyway, Jeannie, we're getting down to the last few minutes here. And we're down. Give them some wisdom to close out the show, and I will then I'll close out the show.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. I really appreciate this opportunity to come on the show with you again. And I thank all the listeners of Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And I do look forward to meeting all of you on Facebook or LinkedIn or Google Plus or any other way that you can get a hold of me. I do hope that you enjoy your evening. And you have a fantastic evening, Rob. I really appreciate this.
And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And I really want to thank you. And I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Jeannie. And it's thywordpublicrelations.com to expand your business. And everybody have a happy Thanksgiving and good night. And we'll see you Thursday. And I'll be doing the show. And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, how the Pilgrims and the Native Americans could sit down and put their adversarial ways of down for the day. This country should be able to do it again.
Well, thanks, Rob. You have a great night.
And anyway, thank you. And anyway, it's thywordpublicrelations.com. Get a hold of Jeannie to expand your bottom line. Anyway, good night, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.